Welcome back to the Jacob McLaughlin podcast and radio show, coming to you guys on this Wednesday evening with an episode titled 10 Tips for Living Lean. Now, I decided to make this episode because, you know, living lean, once we get to a goal, it's hard sometimes to keep it. So a lot of people I talk to, you know, they have a goal weight, you know, they're trying to lose 20 pounds, 30 pounds, 50 pounds, whatever that goal weight is. And they don't always know how to keep it, you know, and I get this, especially being from like the bodybuilding world where you do shows where you bulk, you cut, you add weight, you lose weight, you do that. But then a lot of people get into actual eating disorders because they just don't know how to be a normal person, how to eat, how to not go in a surplus and not go in and gain all the weight that they just spent 13, 14, 18 weeks dieting down to get to, and just putting that into everyday people. Also, how do you guys want to lose 20, 30, 40 pounds? How do we get there? And then how do we keep it off? So I figured I'd put a list together of 10 quick tips on what you guys can do to help keep you guys live lean. Now, I'm not saying you guys have to follow every single one of them. These are just 10 tips that I find most helpful for me to live lean. You know, my goal is to always try to stay as lean as possible. Again, not trying to be ready for a show lean, but I do want to be ready, and if I need to film shirtless or do any of that stuff, that I am ready whenever that has to happen. So I wanted to bring this to your guys' attention, and we'll get going. Sorry, I had to look at my screen. My computer is telling me, or my camera is telling me, it's about to die, like always, and I just charged it. So need to get new batteries. But I digress. So going into it, 10 quick tips for living lean. We're going to get into it, and it's going to be number one. It's going to be moving every single day. Now, I know this sounds super simple, but it's doing something every single day that's going to get you guys burning calories. It could be as simple as you guys going for a walk, going for a bike ride, going for, you know, whatever you guys want to, playing catch with your kids, going for a little jog. But the biggest thing I see is people will be active and then they'll do absolutely nothing. They'll sit there all day while they're consuming food. So I say this just to get you out of the house, get you doing something, moving, burning calories. And maybe it's a hike, maybe it's something else, but it's just so you guys aren't just sitting doing nothing. Your body's made to move. Again, I always try to do around 20 to 30 minutes every single day of at least something, whether that is me going and coming in here and doing some conditioning, me actual lifting. On some of my off days, maybe it's just me going for a walk. You know, there's a lot of times I'll put a podcast on and I'll just go for a walk for anywhere from 30 minutes to an hour, just doing my learning, but getting to see the sunset or the sunrise, whatever it is, and just getting to have that time to hang out while I also do it. So number one, move every single day. Number two, don't indulge daily. This is way harder said than, or way easier said than done. We always have these little treats. You know, I look at food logs on my people, my clients, and I see, you know, it's pretty easy to see Skittles pop in there, Snickers pop in there, a cookie here, you know, a little treat here, ice cream there, you know. And what that happens is you're adding those calories up Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. And then just being real, who eats clean on the weekend? Almost nobody. I don't know many people that do. We want you to, but just being realistic, even myself, I like to go out maybe on a Saturday night and get dinner somewhere, and maybe not be the healthiest, quote unquote, cleanest food, maybe not just vegetables the whole time, right? So we just say, trying to eat clean throughout the whole week. And then, you know, that Friday or that Saturday night, make sure to have fun, eat your meal that you need to, that you guys haven't had for a while. But the problem I see with it is we see daily indulging. And what this can come into is even more with alcohol. People will go and they'll have 2, 3, 4, 5 drinks a week, and those little drinks add up. So I just want to put that out there. If you guys are having, you know, a glass of wine, if it's 100 calories or 150 calories, let's say it's 100, you know, make it easy. If you're having just one glass a night, that's 700 extra calories at the end of the week. Now, that 700 calories could be the difference of you losing weight and you gaining weight. You know, that's a big swing. So just keeping that in mind, that's just one option. Now, if you're doing the same thing with snacks, if you're doing like with maybe it's Skittles, and it doesn't even have to be Skittles, maybe it's just peanut butter. Maybe you're taking 2 biggest scoops of peanut butter throughout the week, you know, just keeping an eye on that, watching your weight when you guys are doing that. I do tell people, I want you guys to enjoy your life. You need to, but understand that you guys probably aren't going to eat clean on the weekends. So let's prepare for that and try to be as perfect as we can during the week, which just makes the weekend a little easier for us. And then if we mess up, at least we messed up one day instead of 3 or 4 or 5 days, right? So it's just a little easier in that respect as well. Moving on to number three. This one's pretty simple. You probably have heard every single trainer say it, but eat more vegetables. Now, the reason I say eat more vegetables, it's not just for the health benefits. You know, when we eat vegetables, we're getting vitamins, we're getting minerals, we're getting nutrients that we wouldn't be getting from other foods necessarily, especially if they're processed foods. But the other reason is when you eat vegetables, it is so hard to eat a lot of calories in vegetables. For example, I will eat a pound of broccoli throughout a day. I normally don't eat it all at once, but in 2 or 3 meals, I might have a pound of broccoli in those meals mixed in. A pound of broccoli, I want you to think of this, a pound of broccoli is not even 120 calories. It's about 120 calories. I think it's like, if I put it in, I think it's like 16 or maybe 20 carbohydrates, but you just ate a pound of food compared to, you know, like when I talk to people, you can grab a donut and I could smash 8 donuts, but now I'm 2,000 calories in compared to I had a pound of broccoli, I'm 120 calories in. So that's why I bring that up. And it's not just broccoli. You can do whatever, peppers. You can do anything that you guys really enjoy, carrots, celery, stuff. It's just those snacks. A lot of times we just need a filler to just add. So it's a great snack food to have, but also just with your meals. Like for me, I'll normally do like lean turkey and I'll do some sweet potatoes. So there's my carbs, but then I pack a bunch of broccoli onto it because I want that to consume and take up most of my meal because then I'm full after I eat all that broccoli and I'm not starving for another snack. So those are just quick tips that, you know, eating more vegetables, whatever way you like them, it doesn't matter which vegetable you like, but just adding them in more so you're eating more of the vegetables, getting healthy nutrients and getting the nutrition value from it instead of just having maybe it's, you know, Cheez-Its and, you know, chips and those easy snack foods that you guys can go to. Then moving on, number four. Again, you probably heard this from 1,000 people, drink more water. Why are we drinking more water? When you drink more water, A, staying hydrated, it's better for your body overall, you're going to feel better. But when you are drinking more water, it helps the hunger. So again, this is kind of a trick when you guys, if like for me, when I do bodybuilding cutting, if I'm trying to cut for a show, I'm going to be hydrated all the time. But when I'm super hungry, I'm going to chug more water at the end. I might go get flavored water as a simple thing. But when we go and grab the water, it's going to fill up space in your stomach. So then you won't feel as full. So if you guys are drinking more water or if there's a time where you're like, oh my God, I'm starving, and you just give yourself, go grab some drinks. You might not be as hungry. I'm not saying you might will be full, but you might not eat as much if you drink some water and filled up kind of your stomach with some liquids instead of just going and eating and smashing a pound of peanut butter, which I've been there before. So that's number four. Number five, surround yourself with positive influences. So finding people with similar goals to help you encourage you to stay on track. It could be at the gym. It could be your family members. It could be a friend. It could be, you know, even like online, you know, Jeremy does the 47-day transformation, and that's a huge program for him where it's a community and people get to have that positive impact with each other to stay on track with each other. Because that's the hardest part is when you're on this fitness journey, there's a lot of people who want you to fail because it makes them feel better about themselves. And I don't say this to like be negative about it, but just being real, if people are overweight, they're not happy with how they look, and you see and they see you trying to improve yourself, is it easier for them to just talk and say something bad to you or try to sabotage you and like, hey, just have the brownie, have the cookie, than to have them actually do the work? I see this because I say it because I'm from the Midwest. It's everywhere. But the Midwest, they don't care about as much health as normally as you get on the more the West Coast. And it's, you know, it's like, you're too skinny. You need to eat more cake. You need to eat more brownies. What's wrong with you? You're thin. You're anorexic. You're, you know what? And they try to bring you down. So having those positive influences in place, you know, especially like if you can find a positive gym atmosphere to be in where people are going to encourage you, you know, I live this life. So I face the same struggles you guys face. And we have to go through it different ways. I will say it's usually easier for me because I say this is my profession. So I can be like, hey, I'm not going to drink or I'm not going to eat this because, you know, I will take my shirt off at one point or I'm doing other things. So it makes it a little easier for myself. But just making sure you guys find that positive impact and positive influence that you guys can be around that's going to support you. And I always just say this, if you guys are married, your spouse is going to be your number one because they're going to be eating the meals with you most of the time. And if they're not, they are going to be around you. So if you can get them on board, that's going to make your life way easier than if they're not on board. Because again, as dumb as it sounds, as sucky as it sounds, people want to sabotage you. They don't want to see you succeed, because if they're not doing it for themselves, they don't like seeing other people trying to better themselves, because in return, it makes them feel worse about themselves. Even though that's dumb, it is what it is. So that is number five. Number six is a huge one. Number six is low calorie snack hacks. So finding calorie or finding lower calorie options that are great, that taste just as good as the main thing, and going with that. So I bring this up, you know, if you can do a Greek yogurt. So I say this is, you know I will get kickback on the sucrose and all the fake sugars and all that, you know, and it's like me and Jeremy talk about, if that's what you die from, I guess that's it, right? We go get x-rays, but people eat out of microwaves. They're doing everything that they're already doing all this stuff that causes cancer, because I swear to God, everything causes cancer now. But if you guys are drinking Diet Pop, or if you're drinking, you know, diet stuff, if that's your killer, that you look a little bit better, but you're drinking this fake, well, so be it. That's how I look at it. You know, if that's my killer, I guess it's the worst thing for me. I can take that. But I just go on with like the Greek yogurt. There's some Greek yogurts that are like 200 calories, 300 calories. And now like mine is, there's a light fit. So it's like 80 calories. It's very low on the carbs. It's like 7 carbs instead of 18 carbs of sugar. It's got the 12 grams of protein and it's like almost no fat. So there's an option, you know, or switching. Like my go-to is rice cakes, you guys. So like instead of having bread or having a sandwich, I'll go with rice cakes. And the reason I say rice cakes is people will be like, oh, that's cardboard. I've heard that a million times. But if you guys have never had like a Quaker oat or a Quaker rice cake, they have the chocolate version, or they have caramel, or they have apple cinnamon. Those are my three go-to, and they have a bunch of other different flavors. But like, to be real, if you just put a little peanut butter on that, it's like you're eating dessert, especially with like the chocolate one. I can't get over it. It's like it feels like you're cheating when you're not. You know, it's only 50 calories, 60 calories if you do the chocolate. It's 11 carbohydrates. So that's a huge snack. So finding whatever you guys normally like to eat and then go out. Even if it's bread, you know, they have Dave's Killer Bread, which has a thinner sliced one that's a little less carbohydrates if you really need your fix on bread. There's normally a little healthier option out there, and just going on the meat. If you're going to go meat, instead of doing 80-20, how about you try 93-7 or 90-10, you know, getting a little less fat grams in your life to save a little calories. Little hacks like that make a huge difference over the big scheme of things, that just, you know, a couple hundred calories here, a couple hundred calories there, they add up over time to help you get to your goals and stay there. Now, number seven I've already touched on, limiting alcohol intake. So again, I've already touched on this before, but just going over it real quick again, I see it all the time, especially once kids or people are married and they have kids. It's like, I hear it all the time here at the gym. I need my wine. I can't live without it. And I'm like, all right, awesome, cool. Now, can we do that a couple times a night instead of drinking a bottle a night? Because, you know, drinking a bottle a night will really stop our progress pretty fast if you're also eating food with everything as well. So just trying to limit it. Again, I'm not telling you guys don't drink, because let's be realistic. You know, we're adults. We all have alcohol at some point, for the most point. But if you guys can just limit it to maybe one or two nights a week, maybe it's just one night throughout the week and it's only one glass, you know, and then when we have the weekend, then you guys are just limiting yourself to one or two drinks when you guys go out. Because what happens is when you guys drink a bottle of wine and then you guys go eat afterwards, that's when the calories, and then you just go to sleep, right? And then you feel like crap, and then you don't want to work out, and then we eat even worse food. It's just a sick cycle that comes into it. So trying to limit your alcohol intake, again, trying to limit it to one to two times a week, and trying to limit it to one to two drinks every time you guys do drink, way easier said than done. But it's just my challenge for you guys, because alcohol, again, when you guys go into that whole thing of drinking alcohol, it stops everything. Where you guys are, maybe you're burning fat, you're in a calorie deficit. Now you guys are putting a poison in your body, and your body's like, I need to get it out. So the whole process is going to stop, and it's just a whole big thing. So limiting alcohol intake will make a huge difference if you guys are big drinkers, or you guys just even drink, maybe it's just one glass a night. Just being real, it's like what we talked about earlier. If you guys are just having one a night, it can add up over a week, a couple weeks, that all the extra calories that you guys are bringing into your intake. Now, number eight, finding a routine. Finding a routine that works for your schedule can be tough, but humans are creatures of habits. We like to do what's easy for us. So when you guys find it, stick with it. For example, if you guys know that you like to work out in the morning, stick with working out in the morning. If you know you like to work out in the afternoon and it works for you, work out in the afternoon. Finding that, but for me, I am a person who can eat the same food every single day and it does not bother me at all. I know not a lot of people are like that. They need variety, but you guys just have to find what it is for you. For me, I eat almost the same thing throughout the week just because I'm scheduled. I'm waking up at the same time, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, same with Tuesday, Thursday. I eat almost the same exact food every single day. So I know what I'm having. I don't really have to track it if I don't want to. Again, I will track a little bit so I don't go way over, but just finding what works for you guys, if it's having a couple rice cakes for a snack instead of, smashing a couple things before you go work out or a mid-morning snack, just finding something that's worked for you that you feel like you can withhold for a long period, because that's the problem. Everybody does the short-term stuff. We try to see what's a quick fix that we can do for a week, a month, 2 months, 3 months, and then go from there. But can you guys withstand it for 3 months, 6 months, 9 months, a year, year and a half, 5 years, right? Like that's what this goal is, because we're not just trying to get you down. We just want you to down and we want you to stay where you're trying to get to. So always focusing on what's your goal and trying to find what's going to support that goal and getting into that routine to stay with it. Number 9, sleep and recover. So making sure that you guys recovery, sleep is huge for your body. When you guys sleep, as I've talked about this and touched about this before, when you guys sleep is when your body's doing majority of its recovering, especially if you guys are going into building muscle. When you guys sleep, that's when your body's going back and building everything and you get the majority of your muscle building when you are sleeping. So if that is one big thing that you guys are trying to do, sleeping is going to be huge, but also foam rolling, stretching, it's going to make a difference on how you guys feel. So again, if you guys want to work out, if you don't want to work out, sleeping and recovery is going to make a huge difference. Just think of a night you didn't get very good sleep and you're like, should I work out? Normally you don't feel like it and it makes the workout a little tougher. Now you're just trying to get through. So sleep's going to be huge, but also just that recovery, that rolling out, that stretching on you, how you guys are going to feel less likely to get injured. Now, I'm not saying it's going to take away injury because if you guys have crap form, still going to get injured. But if you guys are doing things correctly, if you guys are doing the proper form, it now takes those muscles from getting tight every time you work them out to being a little less tight. And now you guys are now able to do a little more without feeling as bad and feeling as tight and just feeling more run down, to say. And then number 10, my biggest one, making protein king. Protein is what is known for building muscle. It's the majority of people in this America diet has a high carb, high fat, and low protein diet. Now, the goal is we're trying to have protein be the number or the highest number. Now, this is going to change if you guys are being like a young dude like me, you're trying to gain weight, your carbohydrates are probably going to be your highest one and your protein will probably be like a second if you're trying to bulk and gain weight when you guys are doing that, or if you're cutting, because some of us can still keep a pretty high carbohydrate intake when you are younger and you're very active. But for the average person that I talk to, it's making protein king. So when I read a food log, for example, I look at it and a lot of times I'll see, carbs 197, fats 121, and protein 48. Now we want to switch that and I want you guys to be way above that with the protein. Protein is I'm always shooting for the highest. My general recommendations, again, this is just general. It's not exact, so don't take it to the bank and say, Jacob told me this. This is what I do. But my general recommendation is women around 100 grams of protein and men around 150 just to get it so we can support that lean muscle mass that you guys have already took all the time to build and that we can make sure that we're getting what we need. And then also, it's also a great filler because if we go back to very first couple podcasts, when you have a gram of protein, it's 4 calories. A gram of carbs, 4 calories. And then a gram of fat is 9 calories, right? So that's why when you guys eat peanut butter, it's so many higher fat grams, it's going to have way more calories because just 1 gram is 9 compared to 4. So if you guys are eating more meat and it's more protein, just think of like chicken. When you guys have 4 ounces of chicken, it's only about 120 calories. So if you ate a pound of chicken, you just had almost 100 grams of protein and you guys had almost under about 500 calories. So taking that, it's a great filler, but it's also king. I want you guys to have your protein in first, then rather than doing the carbs, because that's where we're getting problems is we usually have a carb diet that's super high, a fat diet that's super high, and a protein diet that's super low on just needing to turn them on the head, turning it on its head. So just remember, you guys, it's a lifelong journey when it comes to health and fitness. But I'm hoping that these tips helped and that you got at least one takeaway. Again, it's always going to be trial and error, what works for you. There's no right, correct way, but these are just tips that I've used throughout my history and my journey of being fit and what I've found to work for me the best. So hope you guys liked it. If you guys have any questions, please always feel free to message me. If you guys are on YouTube, please press that like and subscribe button. If you guys are on the iTunes, I really would appreciate if you guys would drop me a review. It means so much. And until next time, do something active, spend time with people you love, and live your life to the fullest. Peace.